This is Passport to Texas. Deer provided sustenance to ancient people who hunted them. Today, deer hunters seek more than a meal.
You never see anyone take a picture with a nice back strap. You know, it's always the antlers.
What is the allure of antlers? Texas Parks and Wildlife magazine editor Louis Bond says they tackle the question in November's cover story, just in time for deer season.
We always like to look at deer hunting stories in different ways than other publications might.
While nourishment was their main reason for hunting deer, like modern hunters, ancient peoples also valued the antlers, but for different reasons.
Medicine men from back then believed that you could grind up the antlers and use them to cure all sorts of ailments. And as writer Mike Cox says, they were sort of the Home Depot raw material selection of the day, as you made knife handles and scrapers and all sorts of implements and tools out of them.
Louis Bond says she originally intended the story, The Allure of Antlers, as a photo essay in Texas Parks and Wildlife magazine.
But then when we started digging into all of the cultural stuff, and Mike Cox is our great historian here at Texas Parks and Wildlife, so it was right up his alley. So he started looking into all of the cultural references and the medicinal aspects, and then we decided there was just too much story here to ignore.
Discover how antlers transition from tools to trophies in the November issue of Texas Parks and Wildlife magazine. The Wildlife and Sportfish Restoration Program supports this series. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.